Are you the newest hire? Interesting choice on my daughter's part, but she has yet to be wrong. Come along, let's get you into your new uniform. Welcome to Payne Manor. My name is Amelia Payne, and I am your new employer. However, you will not be calling me by my first name, ever. You do not have permission. You are to call me Mrs. Payne, Mistress, or Mistress Payne. This goes for anyone else in this place as well. You will address everyone who is not of your status with respect. Any other title will not be tolerated, and you will be swiftly put over my knee and spanked. Another thing, you are not to speak unless spoken to. I prefer the help to be quiet. The only noise that you should make, other than when directly addressed by me or someone else in this manner, is the sound of your shoes on the floor. Besides me, in this manner, there is my wife, Sophia Payne, our daughter, Flora Payne, and our son, George Payne. George, our youngest, is currently studying at university but comes home to visit. Flora lives with us while she's trying to find a place to live on her own. And my wife? Well, she is a very busy woman. She takes care of the money, and I make sure the house runs smoothly. Which is where you come in. You were briefed on what the position entailed, correct? Good. You are going to be the full-time maid. You don't have to worry about paying for your stay, food, bills, clothing, anything like that. You get to live here. Everything will be provided for you, and you will be paid generously. What's wrong? This isn't a butler gig. No. We already have one of those. I needed a maid. You told me you understood that. Were you lying to me? I understand. Flora did not tell you the full details of what is required. That doesn't matter. I've already taken a liking to you and have decided you will make a lovely addition as our newest maid. It's similar enough to a butler that it shouldn't be too hard to slip into, correct? That a girl? What size shoe do you wear? Let me check to see if I have a pair of heels in that size. Step onto the fitting platform while I find them. Yes, I did say heels. If you're going to be a maid, then you have to look the part. Don't you agree? Heels are just the first step. You will also have hosiery, gloves, a petticoat, a cute black dress, a white apron, and until your hair grows to a length I enjoy, you'll be wearing a lace front wig. Of course, they'll teach you the basics of makeup, but makeup is something you really can only get good at by practicing. At least from my experience. Now put on these heels, let me see if they fit. Since it's your first pair, I'm making sure they aren't too high. Just a few inches. Probably a little bit bigger than your cock, if we're being honest here. Oh, come on. Don't be so sensitive. You really think I didn't notice it hardening as soon as I started describing what your uniform is? If that is it at its full size, then the heel height is definitely going to be higher. How do they feel? Knew they would fit you. I know they're a little strange, but it's just because it's a new height and all. Soon it'll be weirder when you're not wearing heels. Now take them off as well as the rest of your clothes. I need to go get the outfit as well as what wig I want to put on you. I don't know which one would go best with your skin tone, but I definitely want it to make your eyes pop. Come on, be faster than that. I don't have all day, and I want to get you dressed and show you around the manor before my wife gets back. She's going to want to play with you once you're all dressed up. There you go. Yeah, just leave them over there. Someone else can get them. Probably yourself, considering you're the new maid. Firstly, I'm going to lock up your cock. It isn't going to be of any use for you here. Proper ladies have locked up clits. Right now, with it just hanging out like that, you look like a cheap whore. It needs to be soft to use this cage, though. Sadly, yours. You've just decided to have an erect cock for me. You're enjoying this a little bit too much, I think. In this cage, it might just be a simple pig cage, but I wanted to give you something easy, since it's your first one here. Once I know you're going to last, I'll get you one of the more fun ones.
Benson, fetch me a bowl of ice water.
Don't try to get any answers out of Benson when he comes in. He's already been properly trained and he's not going to answer any of them. He's probably just going to come in, silently put the bowl down, and leave. While he gets the water, let me show you your cage upgrade if you can last here. You're going to be upgraded from this cute little pink one to this. This chastity cage is something special for the right maid to wear. It's all nice and made of metal. Yeah. It keeps it nice and tight. And if you are the lucky person who gets to wear this, we'll have it gilded with your new name on it, as well as property of Payne Manor. It's great for temperature play, but it only will come off as rewards. It's not like as a maid, you need to come. No. And that's only for when you've been good. Thank you, Benson. As the butler, he doesn't have to lock his cock away because he is a man. But you are just a helpless woman. A stupid whore. And if you're a good girl for me tonight, I'll let Benson fuck you. Just between you and me, Benson's cock feels amazing. You're going to love it. That'll be all. You're dismissed, boy. You see the bowl of ice water? Dunk it. It's cold, I know. But there's always a lot worse things out there than just being a cold girl. If I don't lock up your clit, then what's stopping you from touching yourself instead of doing your work? What is stopping you from begging the butler to fuck you just so you can come? Absolutely nothing. Wow, you're so cute when you're in pain. When you're doing something that you don't enjoy but you know you don't have an out. That's such a good look on you, baby doll. I'm definitely gonna have to do more stuff like this. There you go. Up. The relief on your face when I take the bowl away for a few seconds. Also adorable. Your clit is going back in, though. This is going to happen at least 3 times. I need your cock to get tinier. I need it to shrink so it can fit in this cage. Yeah, it's just so much cuter when it's small. You ready? Back in the water it goes. Look at how much it shrinks. It's like your cock knows that it's not meant to be a cock. That it's not meant for fucking. It's like your cock knows that it's meant to be a clit. It's aware that you are meant to be a woman. No. No, you aren't a woman. A woman is someone like me. Or my daughter or my wife. You. You are a cheap whore. You're just a slut. And you don't get a say. I tell you what you are, and you become it. Oh, I know. It's so cold. One more time, and then I think it'll be tiny enough for the cage. It's probably tiny enough for the cage now, if we're being honest, but I'm just having too much fun torturing you, making you do something you don't want to do. Dunk. Oh, I know. So cold. Freezing, even. That just means when the warmth of the cage embraces it, it'll feel that much better. Doesn't the cage, doesn't permanent chastity look so much nicer than having your cock and balls dunked into more ice water? Yeah, of course it does. I'm doing this to help you. Just remember that. When things get hard, when things get tough, when you want to quit, remember, Mistress Pain is doing this so that you can be the best whore you can be. Even if it's humiliating, even if it's degrading, everything you are experiencing is to help you be the best maid for Pain Manor. Don't thank me for shrinking your itty-bitty clitian balls. Good girl. Look at how fucking pathetic it is. Just lying there, limply. And so small. So pathetic. I can't believe you actually called that a cock. Being a maid for us fits you much better than being a butler. Our butler Benson? He actually has a big cock. A large, thick one that fills me up just like the size queen I am. When I use his cock for my pleasure, I always come so hard I almost squirt. In fact, I've squirted a couple times. But yours? How the fuck do you expect me to come with that? It's just so small. I don't think you'd even make it past my back row of teeth. It just shows how stupid you are if you think that is enough to satisfy a woman. Being a sissy maid is better for your pretty clitty. Let's just get this on. Slide this back like this. There we go. Put this little lock on it. Yeah, it looks like we need to put it on the smallest one because it'll be too big otherwise. Such a cute little clitty. There we go. We pull it through. And just like that. Nice, tight, and locked up. It looks so much better now. And doesn't it feel better too? You don't have to worry about things like orgasms or getting hard and it getting in the way. Plus the panties I picked out for you to wear are going to look so much better. Slip these on while I get the breastplate. You don't know what a breastplate is. It's something that girls like you get to wear. I don't want a flat-chested slut, and the dress is going to look a lot better with this on. It'll give you the cleavage you've always wanted, because between you and me, we both know you've always wondered how you would look with a big pair of tits. Always wanted to feel yourself with them, look at yourself with them. Hell, you've probably fantasized about it. And if this breastplate is heavy, who cares? At least you'll look good. They do say beauty is pain after all. Since it's your first time in these, I'm going to put you in a simple thigh-high and garters combo. Step into the garters. Then put the nylon around your feet like you... Just like that. Yeah, very good. You're getting the hang of it. You put them on like you're putting on a sock. Now pull up the garter belts and the rest will follow. You can adjust them to make them look perfect. And this is a really simple way. I prefer my thigh-high and garters like this, just for comfort and ease. A black thigh-high garter with the black panties and the pink bow is such a good combination. If such a thing existed, I might call you a classy slut. Maybe high-priced whore is better. Stand up straight for me. Good. Now step into the petticoats. There you go. I know. I know. It's a bit short. To be fair, though, the dress doesn't cover much either. I want it to be as short and flirty as possible. Now, slide into this breastplate. There we go. You're being very good while you let mistress stress you. You're really being a good little dolly for me. And there we go. Now, your final touches. The dress and apron. I'll save the makeup and hair for tomorrow. I know, you probably want it today, but I do want to take you on a tour around the manor. And also, if I'm being honest with you, as soon as you put on the dress and the apron and everything's complete, I'm going to want to sit on your face until I come. Since you don't have your own makeup or wig yet, I wouldn't want to mess my own personal stuff up. Good. I'm glad you understand. Does everything fit? Wonderful. Am I good at eyeballing sizes or what? It's always been a talent that I possess. It helps considering I make sissy dollies very frequently, and you just might be one of the prettiest dolls I've ever made. So natural at it. Step into the shoes, and I'm gonna go around back, and I'm gonna zip up your dress. Final addition, the apron. Just a ruffle white apron to match the slutty maid outfit and the revealing thigh highs. I'll tie it around the back for you, don't worry. You wouldn't be able to get it tight enough for our liking here at Payne Manor. Tying it tight enough so you have a hard time breathing is no big deal. Air isn't as important as looking good. Get used to being uncomfortable. Your pleasure and comfort come second to everything else from this point on. And with that, we're done. I'm going to take a look at my work. Stay still and then you can try walking in the heels. I can see you're having a little hard time balancing in them. I guess you'll be spending more time on your knees until you get used to them. Not that that isn't what you want. A sissy like you needs to be constantly filled or else you get unhappy, don't you? Yeah. Just a dumb little whore who is empty without being used and fucked. It's okay. When that is your only purpose in life, I guess it makes sense. It's not like your teeny tiny pee-pee would ever actually please anyone. I don't think anyone would even believe you're a man dressed up the way you are right now. They would just see a slutty maid who needs a good fucking, and to be reminded of her place on her knees serving and obeying. So you are going to thank me before I show you the rest of the manor. Lay on your back. If you fall, you fall. It doesn't really matter to me. Whatever gets you in that position faster. I hate waiting. Come on. There you go. God. It took so much more time. I'll get better at heels the more you wear them. I assume you know how to eat pussy? Don't answer. Don't try to give me a long-winded thing. I'm gonna find out right now. Worst comes to worst, I have to give you lots of one-on-one sessions so you can learn to make me orgasm with just that tongue of yours. Be a good maid for me while I take a seat.